This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network.
Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy. Welcome, everyone. I'm Ashley Lee. And we're presenting with TAP. We're presenting Conscious Living today on our podcast. And our focus today is living our authentic lives. And what are some of those creations that we would like to experience to live that life, walk that life, be that life? And let's talk about too maybe some of those difficulties which prevent us from doing what we'd like to do.
So, Ashley.
Yes.
And starting us out, we are starting with the question, what are the elements that create us walking our authentic truth? Yes. And what that looks like when, how do we go from lacking those elements to gaining those elements?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think we should maybe ask, why would somebody want to be authentic? What's important about being authentic? What would you say?
I believe that's where the source of joy comes from. It takes my individuality to express myself and to create, to bring joy into my life. That is my definition of authentic. And instead of coming from a place of comparing myself to what can be from an outside perspective, someone else's life. So finding my joy from my own truth.
That's great. Okay. And when you're unable to find your joy, is sometimes that not being in your truth?
Absolutely. Oh. Probably. I can probably say 100% of the time it's not being in my truth.
Okay.
Or doubting my truth that does present itself.
That's an excellent one. Absolutely. Well, let's tear that apart just a little bit about what it is to be authentic. So when we're authentic, we're open, we're truthful, we're speaking our mind, we're speaking our heart, we're speaking our emotions, we're speaking our needs. We're advocating. We're doing many, many things at one time. Sometimes, though, in environments, we feel that we can't. We feel that we can't say everything that we'd like to say for fear of shame, fear of blame, fear of other people will judge us or be concerned about what it is we have to say. We're not on point with what we need to be on. Those sorts of things that could limit us in being our authentic selves. Would you find that would be true?
I would.
Okay.
I'm going to admit that I'm having a hard time finding out what to focus on in this moment, because usually it's like Travis and I are looking at the camera, or now I have these headsets and a microphone. And
I agree. We have a lot of stimulus.
The focus is still focusing.
But it's really fabulous, actually, to authentically, even if we're struggling with a lot of different sensory input right now of mics,
look,
videos, the way we look, all those things coming in at the same time. We'll start from the top.
All right. So the question is, what keeps us from living our lives?
Our authentically. Yes.
And for me, the first thing that actually came up to me and to mind was judgment. It's the very first thing. Like, I can think about what in my life of the reasons that I haven't shown up, and it's because I was afraid to be judged. And this was, you know, something that I have worked very hard on, because now I just don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and with that, there is a brilliant Brené Brown, a listing almost, I guess, mm-hmm. that – it's called 12 Shame Categories.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Shame Categories. And, You want to go over those?
Yes, please.
Okay.
So we feel shame when we get judged.
Yes.
From other people.
Very good. Thank you for connecting that. Because
I would like to say we feel shame when we accept that judgment from other people.
Very well said.
Bingo.
Because it is no one else who does anything to me.
Exactly.
Except for what I allow. So.
Yes. Exactly. Thank you. And this is something that we're learning every day, isn't it, Pete?
Every day. It's a lesson.
Yes.
So shame categories that Brené outlines, and I believe this is her – do you remember which book this is, Pete?
The Gifts of Imperfection.
Gifts of Imperfection. Number one, appearance and body image.
Yes.
Am I the only one right now sitting a little higher in my chair and sucking in my gut? Why? These people know what I look like. You know what I look like. I don't care what – why do we do that? You know what I mean? Because we have been...
Because it's proper?
Is it proper?
Is that a judgment?
It could be.
Okay.
It absolutely is.
You know, that's a judgment. That's what I mean. Money and work.
Right.
You make more than I do. You make less than I do. Psh, is that... Don't you push me. That's a judgment, right?
Yes.
Whether it's good or bad, it doesn't say that these are necessarily bad shame.
Right.
Good shame. And I think it's for each person, right?
Right.
Number three, motherhood or fatherhood. What's the first thing that comes to your mind, Pete, whenever the shame category of that comes up?
Why don't you have children?
Bingo. Do you know how often a gay man gets asked that? Do you know how often a woman gets asked that doesn't have a child?
Right.
Do you know how often that happens to every single person in day-to-day life? It's none of your damn business.
I have a child, and her name is Niece.
Her name's not Niece. You have a niece.
Well, her name is Natalie, but she is a niece. Her category is Niece. That's my child's category.
Right.
And you can be a parent to everyone and anyone.
Everyone.
That's right.
Right. Sorry. Moving on. Motherhood, child, fatherhood. That's another. That's number three. Parenting, which I guess kind of – the parenting, for me, whenever I read that right after motherhood, fatherhood, it makes me think of how you parent, period. Like,
absolutely.
Whether it's like a child that's not yours, whether it is yours, how you raised them, what type of atmosphere you raised them in, mm-hmm. etc.
So the first one is the label of the person as a noun, a parent, or as a father or mother, as the parent. And then the next one is the action, how well or not well you may be raising a person, place, or thing.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. And how about patriarchal parenting or matriarchal parenting?
Right.
Those are laden with rules, structure, limits.
This was something that would
judgment.
Be... Judgment, yes. Don't be afraid to say it.
I know.
Judgment. Ooh, is the BS button working?
No.
It's not, but we can say bullshit.
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 For... Oh, I don't even know if we introduce ourselves in this podcast. Let's do this real quick. We can always do it in the middle. It doesn't matter. We have no rules in this. For everybody that's watching on Facebook, and you can – I will put that on the Travis and Pete webpage because for some reason right now it's broadcasting through my personal webpage or from my personal page. My name is Travis, and this is Pete, and this is next to me. A lot of people have been asking, who is this woman next to you?
Who are you?
Ashley Lee.
Ashley Lee, which is funny because right now the Facebook is – ours essentially, and this podcast is yours. So, like, people on the podcast are going, "It's Ashley Lee." So we're
and here's Travis and Pete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, see, it's already some things are coming across great. So this is Travis and Pete. I'm Travis and Pete. And we're talking about right now 12 shame categories when it comes to not being able to live or how you do not live your life authentically. One of the viewers, Miss Tina Farrar, has said, "We raised our children to be accepting of all. I think." There was no other way because he was raised in a non-traditional type family, just saying. Yeah. And that's – it's
just saying conscious living is what that sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. Consciously. Tina definitely – I can from vouch for her.
Utilizing ways of not suppressing our feelings, our thoughts, our beliefs, even if they're kind of, you know, a little sideways. It's okay.
Yeah. Any of that non-traditional family – parenting, any of that non-traditional community living, much – I mean, there's a lot of shows out right now, Modern Family, for example.
Yeah.
The ability to get uncomfortable with a new way is just a new way of expanding on what the possibilities can be and realizing, no, we didn't fall off the edge of the earth and nothing exploded and, oh, I understand things at a greater level.
Correct.
So
So that's what we're breaking down the twain shelf categories, the 12 shame categories from Brené Brown. And we got to parenting. The next is family. Ohana.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about a little bit about that, Ashley.
Okay.
Why? How could that be a shame category?
How could that be a shame category?
I've got something if you all don't.
Are you the oldest? Are you the youngest?
What do you
what
think?
What was the expectation? I think you're the youngest.
You're damn right.
I didn't take he's very much the youngest. The oldest is always tormented by the youngest.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
And so what are the rules? What are the rules about the youngest? What's the youngest supposed to do? What's the youngest not supposed to do? What's the oldest supposed to do? What does the middle kid do? Right? Who is the middle kid?
Me. You are.
That makes so much sense. My mom was a middle kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard the stories.
Clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful, clever, smart, thrifty, and brave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that was the Boy Scout motto. But family, how does that can be a shame category? I can speak for myself to where it's – we speak a lot about family is not necessarily the blood that runs through you. You know,
right.
You can always choose your family.
Absolutely.
Judgment on family can be a big thing. I think it's as much as it needs to be said about that.
Like, well, I mean, I could mention I'm an energy healer. Took me a while to come out and be my authentic self and say that.
Yeah.
I grew up 27 years in Western medicine and critical care.
Fear of judgment, right?
Wasn't okay to be an energy healer. That's too woo-woo.
Too woo-woo.
And I said, well, it's better than voodoo, right? That's the pins and needles stuff. I'm just kidding. But anyway.
Love it. No, that's yes.
Right?
You're speaking our language because we're tapping into our own woo-woo.
That's
we
right.
Are definitely.
And there's huge advantages in acupuncture as well, and that's the pins and needles, right?
Absolutely.
Just kidding.
What's our next category?
Oh, the next category would be. Sorry, the phone.
Your mic bump.
My mic bump.
Mental and physical health. If there wasn't a topic to talk about mental health. If it wasn't a big enough platform, stage, soapbox, whatever. Actually, there's not. There's a very tiny one, and that's these are ones to talk more about. The mental health.
Yes.
And physical health. Mental health because it's like we're not crazy.
Right.
We just have our individual ways of coming about finding our authentic self. Maybe that's – I don't know. Please elaborate.
Well, right. I mean, highly sensitive people, for example, who I work with, you know, let's just come out and be authentic about that. Who are highly sensitive people?
I am.
And what abilities do you have with that? A lot of times those abilities are squashed or put down or said it's not okay to be that way. What if highly sensitive people are incredibly empathic? What if they're incredibly empathic? What if they're telepathic? What if they have the ability to view and see the bigger picture better than most people or many people? What if that's okay?
It is extremely okay.
It is.
And now we're finally able to talk about that.
It's huge, the stigma that we have.
What? No, go ahead.
The stigma around mental health is asinine. And I'll say that. Like, I think it's – and that's why so many people are still struggling with it.
Right.
You know, I suffer from anxiety. I suffer from, you know, depression at times. Like, that is okay. That doesn't make me any lesser of a person.
No.
That actually helps me to be able to connect with other people that are going through or can go through it and then to find a better way to work through it.
And what if a large part of anxiety that you might have experienced throughout your life was feeling other people's feelings and not knowing how to work with that?
This is what I mean. This is where we're talking about
and
the
empath.
And
what is feeling other people? It's an empath, right? And it's someone who deeply feels the feelings of others just as deeply as their own and has a very difficult time discerning whose is whose, what's what, and where's it going.
Right.
And what do I do with that? And how do I work with that? And many times empathic people are blamed that they have too many emotions. Well, they do. But what if they're not all theirs that they created? What if there are other people's that they don't know how to work with? Or maybe think after a full day and going, gosh, why do I feel 15 different things? And I didn't even do that much. What does that mean? So those sort of things, and that's right. All of those issues can lead to levels of suppression.
Mm-hmm.
And we end up suppressing, and we call that a coping mechanism. So what if a coping mechanism isn't really the greatest thing? It helps us. It helps us survive. But what if it's not the greatest thing to elicit as a tool to support us? What if instead we switch that process and turn that into strategies, tools, just like you were talking about? So what kind of tools could we elicit for people to help them understand how to walk into their true nature?
Asking questions aloud, talking about it, letting it out.
Yes. And letting it be okay to be you. What if, for example, being a highly sensitive person, what if it's okay that you can feel the person walking down the hallway out there and you can feel what they're feeling? What if that's okay?
That's amazing. You know what I mean? That's an amazing thing. That's just not okay.
Right.
Like the person to feel like it's okay.
What if they're feeling rushed? They're walking out of the store. They're feeling rushed. They've got a big to-do list. They have a bunch of stuff to do. And then all of a sudden you feel rushed. And you're like, what happened? Where'd that go, right? And so it's okay. Okay, somebody walked by. They feel rushed. How can I support them? I could say, because I think the audio is out in the hallway too. We could say, have a great day.
Have a great day.
And they'd be like, where'd that came from, right?
Yeah.
But it'd be similar things like that. So we can, yes, stand out, recognize what we're experiencing, what we're feeling physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually even. And what is it that we would like to do? For example, I was working out in the gym this morning. I realized that I did not like being in my body physically. And that might be a huge piece of why I'm struggling with working out, being the size I want to be, all of those things, because I really just didn't like being in my body. And what if being in my body felt overwhelming physically and emotionally because of other people around me, because of myself, and I didn't know how to work with all of that as I was growing up? And I can't even believe I said that. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, that has to feel good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go that fascia.
So this part, I'm going to read through the rest of the list here.
Please.
Just to get the thing, and then I want to ask a question. So we just talked about mental and physical health, sex, addiction, aging, religion, surviving trauma, and being stereotyped or labeled. So as this list of 12, the shame categories that we can look at as a prevention of being authentic, it's the difference between here is me, my authenticity, and then the judgment comes in how I'm relating to other people, places, or things outside me. Because if I didn't have that comparison or that other set of rules, I wouldn't know not to embrace this.
Correct.
So
at what point do I – what?
We're going to figure – well, that's actually, since you read the rest of those, that's a good little time. We're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors. That gives people the time to think about – the last few of those, addiction, some of the shame categories that he just said again, with sex, addiction, aging, religion, surviving trauma, and being stereotyped or labeled.
By Brené Brown.
So we will take a quick break and be right back with you here shortly.
The Specialty Produce app is the world's number one handheld resource on produce. The app features photographs, recipes, geography and history, taste and culinary application on over 1,900 produce items. From apples to zapote, we've got your produce questions answered. Our app is available for both iPhone and Android. Download our app today.
All right, we're moving into
Welcome back.
Create our authentic selves. So Travis, share with us, how do you create your authentic self?
Lort. How do you
create today?
Oh, yes. It's every day.
Excellent.
It is a conscious thing that I have to do. And I know that this journey that we've been on for the past several months, that is just a small blip in time, that's how we've started it. It started out by we did a live not too long ago. It was about the three A's. It was awareness, acceptance, and action. That is how I have – that stays in my forefront of my mind every single day. So that's how I show up authentically, is that I have to be aware that I want something better.
Yes.
I have to accept that there's some change that needs to be done in my life, and then I have to get off my ass and actually do it.
That's correct. I love it. Absolutely. I wanted to mention, too, that some of the limits of our difficulty of being authentic is – when we're unconscious, right? When we're not conscious or not aware of what is bothering us, what is shaming us, or what we feel shame from, what have we moved into agreement with, the environments that we've in or that we're in, those sort of things, what can we do to come forward, even when we're in difficult environments, to come forward, become conscious, and then move into action towards that, whether that action is verbal, nonverbal, doing something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pete?
I
was just I love it when we put each other on the spot.
I know. The question is, how do I live consciously?
Yes.
How do I live?
How do you
how
show
do you
up
live?
Consciously?
How do you show
authentically.
Up authentically?
Show up authentically. Well, as we talked about in the first half, I release myself from my own judgment of what it should look like, what it's supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. And then I turn off my brain, because my brain is very – and when I say brain, I mean the ego part of me that says what I should be doing or what – I turn off the brain, the thinking, the overthinking, the monkey mind, the wheels. And I go into my heart, my soul. There's many ways you can call it. The gut,
your enlightened
and
self,
and I let yes, and I let that higher, that link to my higher self, talk to me.
Yeah,
and so that combined with every moment I interact with in life provides a feeling, emotion, we'll call it, and that emotion lets me know if I'm hot or cold on what my my interests are, my values are, my beliefs. If something's like flashing red hot, you know, if it's anger, for example, or sadness, then I can pay a certain attention to that. And so,
so you're not afraid of your emotions.
I'm not afraid of my emotions.
Isn't that amazing?
They're not facts, but they tell me something to pay attention to, something to learn from, a new perspective, perhaps.
Feelings
a new way to
aren't facts.
Approach somebody,
yeah, absolutely.
A person, place, or thing. So the authenticity comes from turning off the brain, so to speak, and turning on the heart muscle, the soul, the spirit, the higher self. That attunement. That messages come through of the authenticity, because it's not me having a physical expression on earth in this human body, so to speak. It's like I'm still tapped into the source of, okay, what is Pete Olson here to do and how to do it, and what is he feeling? So I gotta quiet it up here and I gotta turn up the volume right here, and that's working pretty well for me right now.
I think that's beautiful.
That's awesome. For, you know, this is something that we have to do in lives every once in a while. We reintroduce ourselves a little bit again. So we want to, there's been a lot of people that's been joining and coming in and asking, like, what's going on right now. Today, we, Travis and Pete are on not only a podcast right now, which is where you see us. This is our Thursdays. Welcome and joining us. But to the right of us is Ashley Lee.
Hello.
Can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself again for the people that's here as well
sure.
as the people who are just joining us?
Sure. Well, today what we're doing is my name is Ashley Lee.
What do you do, Ashley Lee?
I'm a pediatric energy healer.
Yes. Yes, pediatric healing. Energy.
So I work with highly sensitive people, including highly sensitive children.
Crybabies.
Sometimes, but not usually.
It's not usually what that means, right?
No.
What's highly sensitive?
Highly sensitive is kids and adults and everyone that is connected in many, many ways.
There you go.
Connected to each other, connected to life, connected to plants, animals, the universe, the world, the ocean, the sun, that feel connected. How do they feel connected? They feel connected through sensory input. We all have sensory input, but some of the highly sensitives feel the sensory input just a little bit stronger. Some a lot stronger.
You're really impressing people right now. We've got some people like, wow, an energy healer. That's exactly
yes.
what she is. Anna Derbez was saying that. You're mm-hmm. right on point. This is exactly who she is. And we have been blessed to know Ashley Lee for a couple months now,
yeah.
working really well with her. And so we wanted to combine mm-hmm. TAP, Travis and Pete with this amazing conscious living. So you'll see more of this, but this is what you are joining right now.
Yes. So I wanted to direct Ashley the
yes.
question back to you.
Yes.
Of you mentioned earlier about having to come out, I guess, to your family and friends, so to speak, about being an energy healer or being
correct
highly sensitive yourself. So how did your own journey into authenticity.
I had no idea. I was living a life rather authentically and inauthentically at the same time. And I didn't realize that. I thought I was telling the truth. I thought I was explaining who I am and what I'm doing. But I really didn't realize it when I've been a critical care, pediatric critical care nurse, expert at it for 27 years. Did it really well, but I also had incredible intuitive abilities. I didn't really realize or understand. I just thought everybody else took the baby's diaper and knew what the weight was before they put it on the scale. I thought that when you hear blips going on in the on the monitor to the person who's on a ventilator on the bed, that of course their heart rate's 120. Can't you tell the beeps? But you know, and no other people couldn't tell that or understand that. I could tell when people were in pain without even looking at any of the monitoring equipment or the patient. I knew the moment I'd walk into the room. And what kind of pain, physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain, I knew those things already. I just didn't know how to articulate it to others, the family, to the patients, to all of those that I was working with. I didn't realize that I was being inauthentic to myself. I didn't know that I could support highly sensitive people. I didn't know that I did know that I could do energy healing, but I didn't know that it was okay to be that. And so since I didn't really spend a lot of time thinking about it wasn't okay to be that, I just accepted it as so. That led me down a rather inauthentic trail, but I didn't know that. So what we call is awaken to it, right? So I received allergy therapy. I was allergic and asthmatic, and I received allergy therapy. I could feel it happening. It was a tapping on my back. It was they were accessing my nervous system, and that's where the allergies were laid in the body. And I could feel them being remediated. When I could feel them being remediated, I knew then, and that part in me started to wake up. And I didn't even realize it. And then that's when my authenticity started coming through, of knowing who I really am on a spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical level, and what I was here to bring forward to the world even deeper than I was able to bring forward in the critical care environment.
How does that feel, though, right? Because I've been, what's the word? Sympathetic. Not in the, I've been empathetic the whole time, I guess, because what you were saying is a lot of, one, here's Travis and Travis being authentic and showing up, I guess. So we're sitting here, we're doing this podcast, right?
Yes.
And this is on my personal page, which was not what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be on, you know, our business page.
On your tap page.
On our tap page. And I've seen people come in and out from my life that are watching this right now and going, oh, who the hell is this? This is not the Travis that we knew.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, like, but it's been very energizing. I've seen some people come in and out. My brother was here at one point. one of my favorite ladies ever, Miss Ronna Riley, was here at one point as well. However, my cousin just joined. My neighbor just joined. It's just, like, I'm so excited right now, and I felt whenever you, what you were saying, yes, about, like, it didn't feel good. I didn't feel like myself until I was able to tell the people that I love the most, that are with me and that understand me, who I really am. And then whenever they're like, well, that's not who you used to be, going, you're damn right.
Right.
And I'm thankful for
it's
that.
It's about time.
It is about time. Well, welcome to the world.
Exactly. So I came out of, out of the energy healing closet and, because I was told, I think I used to put my hands on little kids and help them heal. No, put your hands in your pocket. Don't do that. Don't show that. That's not okay. Those sort of things. So I grew up in a time where it wasn't safe to be who I can be and who it is. What if we're all empathic?
I believe we are.
Because we are. I do believe we are as well.
Can we, like, real quick, can we tell people what that empath means? Because I've always said that I'm a very empathetic person my whole life, but I didn't know what the context of that meant. I thought it was very similar to sympathetic.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's actually feeling other people's feelings literally.
Literally.
In your body, in your nervous system. You feel it the same as your own feelings, and it's very difficult to differentiate between the two.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Guys, thank you for joining us. I'm talking to the people that's watch or listening to the podcast, as well as the people that have joined us on live. We're going to get better and better at this.
Yes, we are.
We're going to get to a point where we can share this throughout a lot of different places. So that we can actually, there was a few questions from the audience that I would love to eventually get to at some point.
Yes, we will.
And if you go ahead and ask any questions that you want any of us to answer for that matter, but specifically for Ashley, go ahead and put it in the comments now.
Yeah.
I'm going to share this with Ashley, and she's going to be able to answer them and get to every single one of them that needs it. Because I know there was a few of you all that just got really excited about some of the stuff she was saying. So thank you so much for joining us. Pete, you got anything else?
I would just like to say that this was a learning curve for sure, but a tremendously cool experience to share these. We've been having these conversations with you, Ashley, for a little over a month now.
Yeah.
And they're so enlightening and so brilliant, and we get to bring on guests and interview and to be able to share this on a whole new platform.
Yes.
This is the real deal, y'all. This
very,
is
very, very cool.
This is not this. Thank you. I would say this is what the future looks like, but this is what's been happening around you on a day-to-day basis.
Yes.
And this lady right here, you're going to see a lot more of her, for sure, and hear a lot more about her. So, Ashley, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Travis and Pete, thank you so much for the podcast for coming.
Have a fabulous day, guys.
Have a fabulous, blessed day.
From our heart.
To yours. There it is. It actually looks like a heart. Our heart, too. Look,
we can do it with our own hands.
Boop, boop, boop. Everybody's heart. Thank you for joining us. We will be back next Thursday for another amazing podcast and hopefully another live on Conscious Living Network.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
For more information on how to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families, visit our website at www.centerforconscious.com. That's www.centerforconsciouskids.com. Join us again next week as we get a little bit more conscious and a little bit more centered, and we'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.